And we're live.
Go ahead, T-Rex, why don't you start this one off? It's a big special one. Go ahead.
Tommy there, and I just got like a pencil to kind of dab on the counter there like David Letterman or Jay Leno. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a much-anticipated episode, I mean, for both Joe and I, because we get to finally talk about what we've been waiting around for a long time to hear about. This is our, Fans of Power episode 90. Which, before we get to this, this is a cool coincidence. Not that it's a big deal to most people, but Joe is wearing an Ultimate Warrior shirt. I, myself, am wearing Hogan's Beat Shop.
Oh, no way! Isn't that crazy?
90 is 1990, which is when Hogan and Warrior went head-to-head at WrestleMania.
Now that was not planned at all.
I've one little bit of trivia there, just to kind of, you know,
keep
in line with wrestling fans and fans of old school classic wrestling. Anyway, so that was
exactly. That was one of the best things I ever seen back in the day. And of course, the Warrior ended up winning that one. But well, that's a weird coincidence. I mean, what are the odds? I've never worn my Warrior shirt, so that is pretty cool.
I just noticed that. I'm like, he's wearing his Warrior shirt. I'm wearing my Hogan's Beat Shop tank top. So I thought that was a fun little trying to tie into the number. You know,
there you go.
So anyway, this is for a lot of people, I'm sure. This is our SDCC reveals episode. We don't normally spend a whole lot of time focusing on new releases because we feel like there's more to talk about other than. But you know, we've got a lot of fun kick-ass releases. So this episode's going to be all about it since we don't normally do this. So we're gonna break our typical our typical model for doing the show here and just spend the whole time talking about these fantastic releases and future hopes going past what we've already just found out this past Thursday. Not to date it too much, but
yeah, and I can't remember if even on Wednesday for preview night if they showed something, but either way,
I woke up I think at like 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, and just before jumping out of bed, I just checked just to see if I got any cool news. And the first thing I saw was Karg popping on Facebook, and I was like, oh dear God, man, the release, they're already out. Like I was telling Joe, I was expecting it to be like Friday or, you know, what we were normally kind of used to with Maddie Collector. To have gotten it the first day was a real big treat.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And, well, I mean, yeah, all these reveals. I mean, first of all, let's talk about Karg. Now, just so in case there was people that were getting super excited, this still is not to say they have the movie rights. Remember, this is Karg. Yes, his face does definitely look like the movie version, but his colors, that extra little skirt piece. Remember, this design is all based off, just like how Tyler said, from the magazine comic of Karg. So that's how they were able to get away with it, because he was shown in that. He was also shown in the Star Marvel comic, where he was even more insane looking. But that's how they were able to do him, and that's why we have these particular colors and why there's some little tweaks and differences. But otherwise, we got Karg. I mean, this looks like Karg, and it's really great to finally see him in action figure form after all these years. I know people were losing it when they seen him.
And what's so great is, like, I find it hard because I saw some people immediately, like, and you just know that, you know, a lot of people are not going to be as familiar with the magazine color scheme, but immediately when they said that, I think this was Super 7, maybe it was Maddie Collector when they were still doing it, that they have the rights to do like Star Marvel stuff, the magazine stuff. I'm like, magazine right there, and or the Star Comics adaptation. Karg is in both of those. You have the rights to do that. So it just felt like it could be just a matter of time, or they really making it a priority, and obviously Super 7 did. And making him look exactly like face and hair wise, and you got the neck piece, looks just like the movie, the same details in his face and the look on his face. I mean, everything was just like, you know, Robert Towers' portrayal in the movie. It was a spitting image of it. Just the color scheme is different. And
right.
Just, man, I cannot wait to display him. He'll go right back behind me here where I've got Blade and Solrod up. Actually, I got Blade and Solrod kind of right next to Skeletor, kind of like his lengthy high favorites right there. So Karg will be right there, you know, with the rest of the movie gang. I can't wait to get that. And As I'm sure Joe has probably already heard too, people are like, I want movie callers. Well, I'm sure people will probably order multiples or call upon our good bud Joe here to do some customizing paint jobs and something like that.
Yeah, I've had a couple already requests, but I mean, I'm sure that I know that they'll still fight to get those movie rights. And when they do, you might as well say the whole basis is pretty much right there. There will be some obvious changes to make a movie accurate because, as we've said before, he didn't have that front skirt piece that goes way down. So, but either way, it's fantastic. We're finally getting.
And that's something I'm not worried about, double dipping and buying the same figure for a complete. That is a hell of a lot better than getting a clear Hordak or, a variation of another character that's just a cheap paint job, just trying to gouge people for more money. That's a legitimate re-release of that character.
Yeah,
So.
I've heard, I mean, honestly, from the groups that I've been in, because, you know, I go through plenty of Facebook groups for Masters Universe, I haven't heard any complaints about the lineups for either Club Grayskull or Collector's Choice. Because, I mean, then next up, you might as well say, let's go to the Horde Mummy, which has been called Rat Trap, whatever you want to call him. We're finally getting him, which it's great to, again, have another Horde member. And how we've always said that, you know, like, Hordak and Mantenna and Leech and Grizzlor. A lot of people say they were basically influenced on movie monsters back then, like the Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon. So obviously, there you go, you got your mummy. But I'm really excited to finally have the mummy creature. I mean, you know, the mummy guy, the Horde Mummy, or Rat Trap as he's called. Rat Trap, I'm still not really feeling the name too much, but I don't care because I still just love the figure. But I don't know, it's just something about it. You know how like you sit there and you think, like, if I'm to tell you, or if I was to tell any person who doesn't even know Masters, and I gave a name Mechaneck, they automatically know kind of what's going on with that. If I say Ram Man, they kind of get an idea. You know, any of these names normally, but when I say Rat Trap, what comes into the person's mind when you don't even know what's going on if you never heard of this? You're not like, I don't know. Okay, what could this, wrap them up with a cord, a rope? You don't even know. So it feels weird for the mummy character to, or the Horde Mummy to be called Rat Trap. I actually myself preferred the Horde Mummy because it kind of flows with like the Horde, you know, rope. I mean, the Horde Trooper, and just me, a little nitpick, but I love the figure. No doubt, I just love the freaking figure.
I don't find that to be a bother. It's not like, the others with like Terror Roar and those other concept figures that they did were, which at this point the names of those characters have been released. Power and Honor Foundation have got it, and they like Cyborg Strike and Snapor and I forgot what the name of the human
When did
hero.
they release those? When did they get those? I mean, finally talk about those names, the Power and
That,
Honor
well,
Foundation.
the, those were released. It was I just saw it on Facebook probably I think last month, and I saw, okay, all right, cool. So these guys did have names. So,
And you know what's funny? Think of those names. They fit in better. I like
well,
those.
Snapor and Cyborg Strike. Even though Cyborg Strike is, it just seems it's a long name, but I tell you, it sounds snappier. It
It's the
rolls off the
gimmick.
tongue a lot better than Terror
Well, think
Roar
of.
or.
That's what I meant, the Terror Roar and the others. I can't even, they don't even resonate in my head because they just, whatever's happening with this name gimmick nowadays, people aren't getting what made it right back in the day. There's a certain name gimmick that when you hear it, an image pops in your head. If I have to think too much about what am I thinking about, they're losing the whole idea, the appeal. So obviously those names back then, they were named with all the other figures, so the people that were doing it right. So let's hope that if Super 7 releases vintage versions of those with the Errol McCarthy art on the back of the cards and 5.5 inch, let them have those names, their real names they were supposed to have. So, you know, again, the figures, they're cool for classics.
Probably gonna be too late for them to change that because I'm sure those things have already been they're produced and packaged and ready to be sold
No,
and
I mean
stuff.
for vintage. I bet you if they do vintage versions.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying like I'm saying something that's too late, but it was cool to know that those characters did in fact have names. I liked all
Yeah.
three names, but getting off topic here, Rat Trap, I'm perfectly fine with that because when I see that, I mean the character is was strictly a concept character, but looks cool, and I assume as a mummy. His mummy wrappings are organic, and he can fire them out like evil. So he could shoot plants out and wrap up people, and mummify victims for the horde, so that way they can be taken as prisoners, or simply just mummify anybody he wants, and that they are completely tied
Yeah.
up and wrapped, much like what Mumra did to Lion-O in the Thundercats movie, where he all the what it's like all this mummy rat comes flying and mummifies him right there in the tomb, living mummy wrap. So that's what I look at him, and that's what I assume that that's what he fires out, mummy wrappings.
Either way, fantastic figure. Like I said, the name, who
Yeah, I
cares? You know
like
where
the
they.
name Rat. That was the name I. It's. I mean, it's not like a super classic, but considering the character has been sitting around with no name for years, I
Sure.
will give them credit for naming that one. So that one does work for me, and he looks fantastic, and it's cool to get one of those mini kick-ass concept characters and be eventually sitting on the Horde shelf at some point. I very, very well done on that one.
No doubt, no doubt. Real quick, I wanted to say hello to two people in the chat room. We have JSP joining us again, so thank you for joining us, JSP, and Christopher Glenn Dahlberg. He's in the chat room as well. So just want to say hi to both of you, and I hope you enjoy the show because we're going to keep flowing with the rest here. So now,
Thanks for joining us, and thank you for anybody or people that tune in, as you get this on YouTube or on Podbean or whenever you decide to listen. We thank you for tuning into this as well.
yeah, no doubt. So next up, now we got Jesus, I just lost my train of thought. Dialamog. Okay, we got Dialamog, obviously. Now, Dialamog, I'm gonna let it just go right to you because that's your dude. So go ahead and start shooting on Dialamog.
Oh my gosh. Where's my bottle of lotion right now? Oh dear God. I have dry skin, you pervert.
I didn't know. I was confused, but go ahead.
I did that knowing you would react that way so I could call you, Joe the pervert, wearing a mask, and all that. But oh man, boy, it's just like when Lizard Man was finally released in classics. You hope and hope and hope and hope and hope and hope, and then you hope more. And by God, the day has come that Dialamog is finally been released in classics form. And I talked to Joe in private about this beforehand. I felt blasphemous to say this because I was so happy to get him, but I felt the character was lacking in detail. Because I, before Brian Flynn said otherwise, I thought, well, clearly I'm quite certain he's going to be released as part of the collector's choice and not the Grayskull Filmation sub. I just assumed that, and I was telling Joe, I said, I feel bad for saying this because I don't want to sound like I didn't want to be one of those fanboys who's like looking for nitpicky BS to let I was like, I can't stand that behavior. Like, I'm so happy to be getting this stuff. But I felt like he was lacking detail, and as it turns out, he was scheduled for the Grayskull sub. He's now going to be moved over to Collector's Choice, and will be retooled with some extra, obviously more designs and stuff like that. Because I expect dialogue. Because I looking at the Filmation, there's a little bit more detailing on like his fingers and things like that, and I expect him to look kind of grungy because he is a machine. He's a robot. He's You kind of expect, to see a lot more snapped wirings and stuff like that. I mean, Axel draws a fantastic Dialamog. I got it over here on my wall. Where's it at? Oh, there it is. But I just expect, a lot more. And I was so glad to hear that. But I'd have been super stoked to get him regardless because he looks phenomenal. All the bulbs on his head and the wiring, the look on his face. I mean, I cannot wait to pose him and it just that makes it that much more exciting that he will be given extra details. So I'm a it's hard to say which one between finally getting Karg or Dialamog, but probably Dialamog simply because, well, obviously he's one of my top three, if not top two, Horde, him and Modulok. I gotta say probably my top two.
He really stands, no doubt. I mean, Dialamog really stands out when you would look at him as a figure compared to all your other figures. He's so
And
unique.
I'm expecting him. Of course, I couldn't really tell, but I guess he doesn't look so big. But I
You
expect
can't
him
tell
to
the
come.
bulkiness, sir. You can't really. Is that what you
Can't really
mean?
tell. I'm not sure if once you see him, or maybe when he's done being retold, is he going to be a bit bulkier or just give an extra detail. Regardless, though, I'm not nitpicking about anything. I'm sure whatever Super 7 and the Horsemen do to resculpt the extra details is going to look fantastic. So I'm just so glad that at one point. In 20s, I'd probably say 2018 at this point, that when we do get him, I mean, it will be an absolute dream come true. I'm super happy, and everybody seemed happy to get him too. And
Oh, sure.
I think you touched on this briefly. I didn't read a whole lot, but I didn't see a lot of bitching and complaining about this group of releases. You know,
No.
you didn't see a lot of people rah, flipping over their table and threatening to, I'm boycotting this. I'm done.
No, they really
Done.
didn't. No, they didn't. You
No.
know, what's a funny side story is when we seen Dial-A-Muggin before Brian Flynn, where he had his interview with Dan, me and Tyler were both talking about Dial-A-Mug, saying he looks fantastic, but we said, yes, it looked like maybe his colors were kind of a little flat and not as
Yeah.
enhanced, and like, hopefully he'd get more details. And some people and thought they were saying, man, it looks like Dial-A-Mug belongs in Club Grayskull. He looks like he should be a Filmation character. And then we heard him say he originally was, but he got thrown over to Collector's Choice. But he said now that that he has been thrown over, he'll get a little more enhancements. So like you said, maybe extra broken wiring, little details, something like that would be fine. I wouldn't want them to hyper him up to where it would look like over the top, but any extra details I think would be great. I think that even if they could give us maybe some slight maybe metal type look to his arm, to his body, since he is basically a metal character. I doubt we will get it, but it would be nice to see maybe a metal dark wash finish, maybe a little
Oh,
rust.
I like a darker gray, like a or even a, with a slight kind of greasy kind of
Yeah, a dark wash. You
dark.
could do it. Yeah, you could do the dark wash with metal, and it can make them look kind of, just grungy. I think that would be a cool detail. So, yeah.
Yeah, to see him as if like grease has leaked out from, busted wires from, battle and stuff like that. There's so much. I feel like the horse could have a field day with all the details they could add on to Dial-A-Mug. So
The only thing I
I'm
didn't
just
know.
sitting back and relaxing because I'm not worried at all about the details that are going to be
Oh,
put
no
on.
doubt. I mean, they're going to do great with whatever it is. But the one thing I wasn't sure about is, I think I brought this up. I'm sure somebody knows the answer. Maybe it has been said, but I didn't know if maybe he'd have interchangeable mouth and eye details to give different
Well,
expressions.
the mouth is the big thing because that's really what, I mean, initially, unless you were going to do a nod to the concept where his entire face would rotate for different faces, but honestly, to if they just one is if they would include his smile,
Yeah, and I think they will. You
that
got to give.
malice smile of his, if that was something that you could place in there. I mean, it's like not take what's already in it, but something you can maybe just kind of snap on top of it. I don't know. That's just wishful thinking because that smile is
I think
so
they
well
will. I
known.
really do. I think if, especially if enough people say it, but I can see them getting the nice psychotic smile, different expression, the eyes maybe to where they're squinted or wide or angry. I think they could, I guarantee that they'll go for some eyes and some mouth details. And I'm sure if enough fans say it, like, hey, could you have snapping pieces? I'm sure they do that. So I'm hoping they will because I love that they did the laser blast attachment coming out
Yeah,
of that.
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's gonna be great to finally again have Dial-A-Mug. So I mean, everybody's been wanting him for years, and now we finally have him. So that's those. Next
Yeah.
up, whether you want to call him Tongue or Tongue Lasher or whatever, we're getting the Horde version of Filmation Tongue Lasher. So of course, not many details to him, but he looks absolutely cartoon accurate. So he has this little detachable tongue. I think it's a detachable tongue accessory, at least I think it would be. I like that they didn't do like just a quick little babble. I never do this usually, but a quick babble about my custom tongue that I did. I didn't do an armor piece with the bat. I just put the Horde bat symbol on his chest because in the cartoon he always looks skin tight. It never looked like armor. So I love that they're just doing it on his body and not extra armor. I think that would have made him look clunky and out of place. So and plus he wouldn't have looked Filmation accurate. So I love Tongue or Tongue Lash or whatever you want to call him. What were your thoughts when you seen him too?
Oh, I thought this was awesome, and it's I think it's pretty cool to kind of switch it up. And after Hordak, the first Filmation Horde character we get is Tongue, not Mantana, Leech, and Grizzlor or Modulok or anybody. It's Tongue Lasher or Tongue or Tongue Lash. He's had like multiple. I feel like calling three different names.
And he's not a snake man, because I know some people said, oh, he won't fit in with the snake man. Well, remember, this version is not a version of the snake man. He's a Horde member, so
Yeah,
he's gonna.
this is not a, even though he's seen helping Skeletor in Gateway to Trouble wearing the Horde logo,
Yeah. Right.
but it's almost like they got confused, like, wait, this is a snake man. Why is he with, it makes you wonder what happened in transition there. But
Right.
clearly this is a Horde member, so that way I mean, you could even call him, I mean, Tongue Lash, or just Tongue, and I can look at him as a separate Horde member and not necessarily a Filmation character. But when I may even make that decision, like once I get him, I may pose him with Filmation Horde act or throw him on the shelf with the rest of the Horde members because I'm all about spreading out more of the Horde.
Yeah.
So to
And
get him and Nighthawk,
I like looking at it
and
though, like you said.
Raptor, is it three Horde members in
It is. That's
this
what I mean.
episode?
We got a lot of Horde. But yes, I
Yeah.
definitely look at him, this Tongue Lasher, and the Snake Man Tongue Lasher. I feel like they're just two separate characters. Just like how they did with Zodak with K and Zodak with C, two different characters. These are different characters. I don't see them as being the same. So if you have one on the Horde, one on the Snake Man, that's why I think just call him Tongue, and that definitely gives him his own separate
Plus,
identity.
he kind of has like a T-Rex feel to him. He doesn't necessarily look like a snake man. He looks like a reptile creature of sorts with a stretching tongue. So I got no problem with, two characters who essentially kind of do the same thing, but one works for the Horde, one works for the Snake Man. Comes back to the same argument of Mechanek and Extendar or Buzz Off and Stratos. There's room for one of another, it's
Sure. They both belong.
He looks extraordinary. I can't wait to get him.
No doubt. So now we'll go to some of the other characters. Now we have the sorceress, which she's stunning. She's beautiful. I don't know how. I think they said they're still going to figure a way of making the wings kind of maybe be flexible and not as bulky as the other sorceress, but her face, the details, the colors, everything. She has a different feature too. I think there's a way her abs to her chest move or something. Like, did you notice there's like an undercut under her breast? Is that supposed to give some kind of like poseability that's different?
I
I
guess
thought.
I honestly didn't notice it. She was so striking to me. I was more focused on how beautiful her face looked and the posing of the hands,
Okay.
like she's casting spells and stuff like that. That was what hit me, and was the most impressionable about her. So I have to go back and look, but I'm sure what you saw was right.
Yeah,
To
because
help add like that way you could turn her right aside, because obviously the class
do
the
one of her,
currently
yeah,
have
her, yeah,
unless.
like grab your sorceress. You have the classic sorceress there, so because you can see
Yeah, she's
how.
right here. Yeah.
Like I said, again, a great figure, but yeah, the wings just had a just a strange wave on. But yeah, look under her breasts. Yeah, that's what I mean on this
Yeah,
sorceress.
look at her nice, voluptuous breast. Look at
Everyone's
the breast here. Look at this birdie breast here
Well, you
on
can
this
see,
bird. Oh, I love the
obviously.
breast on this bird here.
Shut up. So obviously, you can see.
Personally, I'm a leg man myself, but that's just me.
We can't.
But I love a good set of breasts too. I am a guy after all.
This is like her kind of how the guys have their ab to chest articulation. The new one
Yes.
will have it under, yeah, her breast. You've seen it, so yeah, because that one you can't
She
poke.
does have a pretty pair of legs.
Yeah, it's like now we're sidetracked. We're just gonna be talking about the sorceress and her,
Well, hey,
no,
you're
but.
not going to get to hear anybody talk about the sorcerer's, beautiful body, on any other He-Man podcast. So
So, but she.
you're getting something new for your buck here, But
So
I don't
fancy.
encourage cheat laughs by talking about farts and boobies and stuff like that. But the way
No.
Joe was talking about it was just kind of like, yeah, she got nice breasts, and I'm a leg man
Well,
myself.
there you go. But no, so she won't, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, Brian Flynn said, don't worry, you're not going to have her stuck in her posed out, feature or the whole thing the whole time. Yeah, they're going to make it so hopefully those wings come down. So I look forward to seeing how they handle that because that is so far what they show one of the best versions of the sorceress we've ever seen. So.
Oh yeah, I'm swapping that one out and putting it with my Heroic Warriors shelf, and
Yeah.
I'll put Sorcerer's Filmation that's currently there because it just looks so damn good.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. So, well, that was, yeah, the amazing looking sorceress. Then we have Merman. I guess you could say, yes, it doesn't seem like, hey, there's not tons of stuff, but no, he is Filmation accurate. Like you said, his colors, like maybe it could have been slightly a
It's
little
more of
more.
an aqua green as opposed to the dark blue. That you see in Filmation, because I mean you've seen that kind of color of Merman like in the Golden Books in the various ones, even when he looks more Filmation like in Mask of Evil, he's got the this kind of aqua green skin tone where as opposed to the dark blue, but I'm not going to complain about it because his head looks so Filmation accurate, so I'm fine with it.
Okay, no, yeah, he looks
And
great.
plus, even in some model sheets, Merman has, I think, that color scheme as well. So it's not too far-fetched to have him in that color scheme.
No, you're right. I had no problem with the figure. I mean, he looks great. His face definitely looks like the cartoon. I can't remember the accessory. Did they say the accessory that he
I
had?
just know he's got a sword. I don't know if he came with anything else or not.
Yeah. I mean, not to throw in all these little extras, but you always give him one of those little babies. Man, go ahead, get a little pack of, get a little back of the merman babies.
Our man babies. Give me
Yes,
the
we want his babies. We want his babies. Little
I don't
teeny.
want the babies.
We do little figures of them. You can have, hey, they can do a little
You
version of a weapons
customize
pack.
them and throw them out on the market and have somebody buy your babies. You know, give me another Filmation artifact of some kind. Give me hell, I don't know. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. Oh, I know. Give us the spear of with the Pearl of Bacol. That's what
You know
they
what's
need to
weird?
give us.
I
That's
was gonna say, you know what's funny? I was actually gonna say that, but I thought, didn't one of the figures already get that? Or no, I was gonna actually bring that up because I figured that that attachment with the pearl to put in there to make that staff for, you know, Bakul, but for some reason I thought they did it, but that's why I held back saying it. Maybe
Maybe I didn't see that either.
I
There's
might be wrong though. No, really, I might be wrong. I was actually gonna suggest that, but I didn't want to sound stupid. But you know what? I probably sound stupid anyways because they probably didn't do it, and everybody's probably saying, Joe, what are you talking
honestly,
about?
every time these new figures are revealed, I'm not looking down at all the stuff unless someone happens to share a picture on social media of like, hey, look at the bottom here. I'm looking at the figure itself. I'm not looking for flaws and problems and stuff like that. I mean, unless it's, you know.
Oh, wait a second. Adam in the chat room said that he does have the spear. Oh, well,
Okay,
great.
never
If he
mind
comes
then.
with it,
I apologize for my
perfect. Well, there you
thing.
go. I guess that makes sense. That's what he sh yeah, that's what he should have, so he
Yeah,
has it. So
so
thanks
boy,
for letting us know.
I
But
just really goofed my credibility on there. But hey, you know what? It's live and that's what we do on here. And I'm not going to try and bury my mistakes. I goofed and I apologize to
exactly.
the listeners.
Hey, and I goof all the time. And plus, I wasn't even looking at half of their attachments. I was just so mesmerized with the figures because there's
Yeah, because
not.
I'm more about the figures. I mean, the accessories to me. And that's why I completely missed that. I remember someone shared or posted a picture of the coral sword, and that's it. And I know some of the stuff at the bottom has been posted, but if I see that, I just don't really look. But I'm not making excuses because that's exactly what happened. I'm more focused on the figure. Does it look like what I need? Okay, move on to the next one. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was just too giddy about the figures myself also. Now, there was a couple figures they didn't show, but they had little placard cards. They mentioned that we are getting Granita and we're also getting Manny Faces. So Granita will be, I think they said, for the collector's choice, and Manny Faces would be Club Grayskull. So yeah, I'm looking forward again to both of those. I want to see. Now, as for Manny Faces, you know how we had the extra head for the classics version? Well, this one, hopefully, it's a little more accurate because remember in the cartoon, he did Skeletor, he did Beastman, and then the big draped over Orko head. If they gave the big Orko head, I think I'd lose my mind. I think that would be the coolest nod to the cartoon, but it's such a big thing. I don't know. Do you think they'd even attempt it or probably not? I would love it, but I don't know.
Well, he's gonna need a couple accessories because he never uses the gun in Filmation, so I don't know if they'll throw in his typical gun with him, like a red gun as opposed I mean he's got an orange gun in Classics, kind of like well like the prototype, but I don't I mean they could do different things, but I think to obviously the rotating head, but if they wanted to include like an extra head to take out and insert with Manny's face along with Skeletor and Beastman, and then have like a relatively larger Orko head to stand, you know, snap
I'd
on
lose
top
it,
of.
man. I really would. I always love that part in that episode. And
It's possible because I mean, the Horsemen are all about throwing in extra accessories with these characters, at least, you know, one or two, you know, things. And with Filmation Manny phases, I feel like, well, know, what else could you do? Like, because he's only in two episodes, and I can't really think of anything from Shadow Skeletor and Mystery of Many Faces, like accessory wise, that would the extra faces, and that's really about it, you know,
give
unless
him a
they throw.
widget. Pack him with a little widget. Give him Laura, or give him one
Well,
of
see, that I would be all about if you included one of the widgets with him, like Squinch or Laura or Kandu.
Yeah.
I think that would be an awesome accessory to let us know, okay, you started working on the widgets. We need at least the main three.
And then give
You know,
widgets eventually too. Get the widgets.
or throw in one of the Trollins. Give us an Uncle Montork or Driel.
Be
Some
great.
small pack in with Manny Faces that's Filmation inspired. Whether it's one of the
That'd be fun.
widgets, or you know, which tie in with him, or give us in one of the Trollins. You know that we do not have, but
Yeah, either way, whatever we get extra, That'd be great. I might have to do some mock-up pictures of the big Manny faces to do something with the figure, maybe to give them ideas, but I'm sure they already have stuff planned. But now when we think about Granada, now originally you think, hey, Granada, if she was made, it should be a no-brainer. She should be in Club Grayskull because she came from, obviously, you've seen her in the Filmation cartoon. But I mean, we know that she was shown in, I think, some of the newspaper comic strips too. So now when we get her into the Collector's Choice, I'm sure she's going to be given extra liberties just like they're going to do with Dialamug because you got to think when the Comet Warrior Stone Dar and Rock-On popped up in the cartoon, they look nothing like the toys. They look completely different. There's a distinct look, like you said, less rock, bulkiness and more humanesque like kind of with arms and face. But you wonder, what are they going to do to her? Are they going to try to give her the extra bulky stuff to roll and fold into a rock just like the, Stone Dar and
I
Rock-On?
figure she's gonna be more narrow because she's a female, she's gonna be a lot more slender. So I imagine she won't have as much bulk to her as Stone Dar and Rock-On do, even though she'll have some size to her because she is a rock warrior after all, or comet
And
warrior.
they'll have to add an extra thing in back of her head to give her that over part over her head to fold over, even though she didn't have that in the cartoon. But that's why that'll make her look a little different, more toy-like. But hey, you got to do this and give liberties to make it to where she folds into that rock. So I can't wait to see how they handle her also. Like I said, she's a female, so a little more slender, but I think she'll still have a bulky look when she turns into rock form with maybe
I mean,
clip on
she'll be a
ears.
big character. I mean, I'm looking at Stone Dar and Rock-On right now back here. I mean, she will be a bit of a bulky character, but definitely won't be as bulky as those guys are.
No, not as bulky, but I think she'll be a big girl, if you will, as for
Yeah,
Rock.
she will.
Yeah,
But
so.
I'm sure she's gonna look great. I mean, I have the utmost confidence that I'm not gonna wonder, no, they gotta do this, and they gotta, it's like, no, it's in their hands. I trust these guys as always, and she's gonna look like dynamite.
Yeah, and I think we might have mentioned all those classic form figures. Did we mention all the ones they showed for classic form? I just want to make sure we didn't miss any because I got so giddy. Wait, we said Dalamug, we said Rat Trap, Karg, Sorceress, Merman, Tongue. Okay, so that was six, and then we the
Yeah, we
coup.
covered the all eight of the classics line. Yeah.
Exactly. Now I couldn't remember, and I don't know, I'm sure somebody in the chat room might know. I didn't know if they said when they were going to even attempt to start doing subs for those. They probably have to
I
wait till.
think he, well, I remember Brian said in his interview it's going to be a while. He's just telling you right out because they just now got Ultimates
Yeah,
in
they
hand,
just got them and
start
shipped them.
shipping out. In the initial first wave of classics of the new stuff that we're told is supposed to come out in what, September or October, that those, it's quite possible they may get delayed as well. So, and at least he's telling us right now, don't expect any kind of sub information
For a
about
while.
this stuff, which is good. I would rather know right now that it'll probably be several months. I mean, if we're lucky, we will hear something in October when we're supposed to get the next wave of stuff that we've all subbed up for and stuff like that. So,
Right.
but until that time, I'm not going to complain or worry and ponder over such things because he's told us it's going to be a while. They're getting themselves off the ground, getting this stuff up and running until they can get the all the gears running and the ball is rolling consistently because this is new for them and they're not Mattel, so.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, what's great is, like I said, at least from the places I've gone to. I haven't seen any complaints. It seems like everybody's pleased. So, I mean, it's a great lineup that they have. You can only imagine what they'll then have for the future. They even showed slight updates to the 5.5-inch figures of like the Filmation-inspired Skeletor, He-Man, Hordak, and She-Ra. Now, Hordak, it's kind of cool, like his cannon. It's almost like how Terrorclaw, Skeletor, Flantis, He-Man had the things that go over their hand. It'll go over. It looks like his arm cannon, but you can pop it off and it would just have his hand. So I like that. Pretty cool. It looks basically like the vintage Hordak, just in Filmation colors. So he had a good look. Filmation Skeletor, obviously, new head. They did new stuff to the type of the armor, even his arms, his boots. He's looking good. She-Ra, it's weird. It's almost like she kind of went from one extreme to another. The first, when she was first shown months ago, her skirt looked super short and it looked like you seen her panties. And a lot of people said, just give a crumb of extra length. That's all you need. Now it looks like they went nuts overboard and gave too much length. But you know what? It could have been maybe just certain angles because I thought I seen a video where Dan showed her in a different angles, and it didn't look as bad. It's a pliable skirt. It might still look slightly long, which gives an illusion of big hips, because in this one particular picture, it looked like she had a big just set of hips, and her upper body looked super small. But that could have been an optical illusion. So, I mean, I guess, I figured, okay, that's fine. Now, as for He-Man, the thing that a lot of people said on this, which I did a mock-up of to kind of alleviate, and I'm sure they'll take care of it, is they say a lot of people said He-Man looks evil or like he looks satanic. Some people even referenced with Loomis when he talked about Michael Myers having the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. And that wasn't me. You'd think Joe would say that. That wasn't me. Somebody else did. Because it's just blackness, no white. Now, I know that the original He-Man, obviously, action figure, didn't have whites in his eyes. It fit fine for the figure. But this, remember, is Filmation inspired. I think all they need to do is a little white on the sides of the eyes. It took care of it. I did a quick Photoshop and he looks like Filmation. If this is supposed to be Filmation inspired, which they said it is, please just put some whites in his eyes because the just black eyes. It doesn't work for this face for whatever reason. It just doesn't fit because it's a new type of face. This ain't the old vintage He-Man face. It's a new sculpted face and it looks a little demented. But I think
But you were watching, was you saying he looks like Michael Myers? Like, were you watching him standing in the room for 15 years? No, there was no understanding, no
blank.
emotion. It's like, Joe, you're looking at a figure. You're looking at him for 15 years?
This blank, pale, emotionless face, the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent
Yeah,
8 years
it's
trying
like,
to
I can't drive a car. I've told everybody he was doing very well last night. And imagine that we would do like a new Halloween with this escaped lunatic action figure, Filmation style He-Man.
All I
What
gotta do is
a
put it
story
to
that would be.
exactly just sculpt. All I have to do is just sculpt a Michael Myers outfit. And you know what? Leave the face like it is. Just leave it there you go. And you have your demented Michael Myers He-Man. Because he does look psychotic. I love the figure either way, but no, if they're wanting to Filmation him up, just beep, beep, trust me, that's it. I mean, hell, you look at She-Ra, she's got the whites in her eyes. Everybody's done right, but He-Man, remember, this isn't the original He-Man before Filmation. This is Filmation He-Man. So if it's Filmation He-Man, you white up his eyes. But I'm super excited about those. The things that oh man, the only thing I was bummed about. Well, stuff that wasn't even shown, so I can't say I can complain, but I was really hoping to see Hero or Eldor, at least in some form. Didn't happen. I think Brian even brought up the fact that the people that had those figures, they didn't want to like give them up for them to use because then it would make their figure less unique because that's a original figure. Plus, I to think if I had the original Eldor figure, in prototype form. I might even be scared to give it up because I'd hate for it to get smashed or destroyed. So they said they're going to have to, from scratch, sculpt Eldor and Hero. But I'm crossing my fingers that they should nail it and hopefully it'll look just like the ones that we should have got back then and put them on the Power of Grayskull's card back. And I'm sure because, since they're dealing with Power and Honor Foundation, I know that they got those scans. They got the original scans for those. So give us the real Hero and Eldor card backs. I think I'd lose my mind. I know you've been wanting Hero ever since you've seen him back in the day too.
Oh Lord, man! Since I think the early days of the internet, when the old Adam Tyner website was up and had pictures of the prototypes, and that I think that's the first I'm seeing Hero. And since then, it was such a fascination to think that we were so close to getting this new wave of a spin-off group of He-Man characters, and everything, just the kibosh was put on it. And I mean, I'm thankful for the classics when we got, so at least we have him. But to have what we were initially supposed to get, and I'd love to see what they would come up with to put on the card back, like what characters would be the cross-sell art on the back of the packaging underneath the card art. And the pictures of like, hey, twist Hero's waist for a power punch, and open his staff and stuff like that. So I'd be curious to know, like, would the concept characters like Cyborg Strike and Snap Or, would they be on there with the White Ninja, Samoran? I think it's his name. I think it's how you, Samoran. or the Snake Men, since they were going to be the pivotal villain of that series as
I
well.
want them to do that though. That's what I want them to work on next after Hero and Eldor. I pray that they give us vintage versions of the Errol McCarthy figures that you just spoke of that could be on the Power Grayskull also to put it on the back. Because if you remember, they did have one of the backs for, like, I think it was for Eldor, or I think it was for Eldor, and it showed
I think they
about
did both. There's one for Hero, and like Eldor's got, like standing there with
which
Ro,
bro.
with Book, and then I think Hero has got. I think he's like transforming from Ro,
From Gray. Well, Gray. From
or Gray.
Gray.
Excuse me, not Ro. Gray. Gosh, I can't. I got something from the classics. Just goes
No, that's
with
okay.
damn, damn it.
Well, either way, I like I said, I know that
Anyway, yes,
they
it
have
is Gray. I can't believe I botched that.
that's okay. That, don't worry, don't worry. I know that you got a
I hate
slightly
those
corrupted.
bios, though. I should have had that filtered out of my brain.
You got slightly corrupted. It happens, man.
Must
Don't
have been
worry,
like a
but
parasite stuck in my head.
it's a So they got the card backs for them, and I'm sure they can use the originals like that. Obviously, they probably won't put Tyrannosaurus Rex, Bionatops, and Turbodactyl on the back because they were part of it. But if they did for fun as a nod, great. But if they had the other figures that you just spoke of that they could maybe do, then they can throw them on there instead. Either way, I mean, I just can't wait to see what the future holds for the 5.5-inch line, because I'm more excited about those than anything, just because I just can't wait.
Well, I want because, and this is all I think it's cool they're doing this with the Filmation, but I'm not as excited as I could be if we were to be getting Lizard Man, Icer, Strongarm,
They can
Fang
do it
Man.
all. Yeah, that's what I mean.
A lot of Filmation inspired or characters of like, well, more of the concept characters like Dialamog, who was a concept character. Raptrap was a concept character. There's a lot of
I mean, it's
I think it was
no-brainers, like you said, with
like a
film.
snowman kind of slash goat that was in one of the it's in the Power and Honor Foundation book. It's like a snow goat,
Okay.
like a mountain goat with a kind of a snowy motif to it. It looked I just always thought it looked pretty cool, but
They could do that. Hell, they could do Chakotay. They could do Mask. They could do anything for Filmation. I mean, yeah, I mean, it could just keep going on and on, and people would love it. I mean, especially then, it seems like it would make the collection that they had from over 30 years ago continue and grow. They feel like they could fit right in with it. So, I mean, here's crossing your fingers for it. Not to, of course, we can include the mini comics when we said Larry Houston could give us, I mean, a mock-up cover, one of those full covers for like Geldor busting out of the Tree of Life, and we can finally get Geldor in vintage form
oh
after all these years.
gosh, yeah, we need Geldor, we need Lodar, we need Garn, we need Prince Dakon. I mean,
Yes.
yeah, I'd love to have a Prince Dakon, not only in vintage, but I want him in classics as well. I want Prince Dakon hanging out right there next to He-Man on my shelf.
Yes.
So
I think they, like I said, I think they'll do it. Just like I said, if just enough fans would be heard. And speaking of that, I want to transition into something. There was something I really liked hearing Brian say. Brian Flynn said that, he checks all sorts of media. And, I mean, like, social media when it talks about Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, that's what I'm assuming, along with websites. That's what you need when you do these kind of polls and you're collecting your data is everything. Because I mean, I'm part of so many groups on Facebook. And sometimes you'll see differences from this group to that group to even websites of what fans want. I mean, there's thousands. I interact with thousands of fans weekly, and it's so varied of what fans want. So yes, please, if you're collecting your data, go to multiple sources. You need multiple sources because obviously there's fans everywhere, and you could see what fans are really clamoring for.
yeah, I'm all for that because I and Joe has told me this before. Like, this is a prime example, and I'm going to use what Joe is, and Joe definitely would know this better than I would, that the thoughts towards the meteors, which is the only part of the Vintage toy line that has not been done in any form since the whole new wave of He-Man toys has been done with the Classics line. Everybody continues to ignore it, and it feels like only certain group or certain groups feel that way, not the masses. Because Joe has done lots of posts concerning meteors on social media for years, gets tons of excuse me, tons of positive feedback. Yeah, you've got a couple of black sheeps in there just say, I hate it. Okay, well, you know what? Go stand in the corner or something like that. But point being is that you can't just have one website with a poll that, I think the last one on HEMA.org only got like 200, 300. Well, that's a good chunk. Use that. but don't make that your definitive source. Okay, well, according to this list here, they all want Katrina. I'm like, well, that's not enough. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who use social media to get their He-Man fix.
Yeah.
So I'd say,
Can I
use.
expand on that real quick? I mean, I'll let you finish, but I want to expand on the Meteor Orbs real quick. For example, I figured, it's time to do one of those type of these polls, these online polls, these places you go to collect data and then you send it back to them or you just send it somewhere else. Well, I wanted a fan petition for the Meteor Orbs if you'd like to see them in classics forms. I think I got 600 to 700 people that responded and said, yes, they love them. Yes, they love them. Then John Atkin from over on He-Man World, he did the same thing for his. I think it was 1,100 people did it. So, I mean, that's a good chunk of data right there, too. That's at least 1,700 people, not including going to other parts of social media that said, yes, they want to see the Meteor Orbs. So that's what I mean. You go to everywhere to get your data. But that's what I mean. It's there are fans of the Meteor Orbs. They're out there. Just go everywhere to see what fans are wanting. So that's why I love seeing when Brian said he does, they look in multiple places. Heck, picture Super 7 just for their own Facebook page. They should be holding polls because I guarantee you thousands of people will probably go right there to your Facebook page and they're bam, they're immediately clicking, clicking, clicking. They're gonna let you know right there. So I hope when they start wanting to collect data also, do it right on your Facebook page because social media is so quick and it's right at your fingertips. I guarantee you they'll get some good responses. So I love that he's expanding and wanting to look everywhere because that's what you need. You need multiple sources. And I love that. I love that he's looking everywhere.
He needs to, I feel like either hold a big one on their website, like on their website or their Facebook page. But especially, I'd say the more Facebook and social media they use, the better. They're going to get a wider number of response. So if you're using specifically social media, not, I mean, even on the website, put it on the website, but also put it on their Facebook page as well. Put it on their Twitter. Their Instagram, let people know we've got a brand new poll up. And because that's it spreads like wildfire. You have all these various He-Man and She-Ra Facebook pages are going to be sharing these polls, sharing the news all over the place. It's going to be drawing them in droves. So,
It spreads like a virus.
don't
You're
limit
right.
yourself to just one website's poll. Use that, but there's a lot more out there that I feel like the numbers can be a bit askew. When Joe is telling you that, yes, there's demand for meteors, but it almost feels like a certain group is kind of deciding the fate of meteors because this is what this one poll says. I'm like, it's a bit off. It's a bit off and not a bit fair because it's not fair. The meteors have not been done at all. Not one character has been done. And I don't know if that's just because of most everything has been based off one set of one poll, that was
I have
done.
a clue. Like you said, it's been like 8 or 9 years and still nothing. But see, this is my example is, I mean, there's absolutely, like you said, nothing wrong with getting information from websites also, but you need it all.
No.
Like, for example, let's say Super 7 did their poll on their website and also on Facebook slash Instagram, Twitter. I guarantee you, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is going to get a ton more. It's great that they'll still get, traffic on their website also, but it's just how people are. People
People are
sometimes.
using social media so much more frequently instead of
Yeah, waiting for
I don't go
stuff.
to joe.com anymore. I go to their Facebook feed and I just use Facebook to get all my news. So utilize it because it's going to get to people so much more faster.
Yeah, like with me in horror and me with a wrestling. I used to go to some websites also, but going there and waiting for response and click and wait and see, and it seems like it takes forever. But then I go to like WrestleZone right there on Facebook, or I go to the Friday the 13th franchise right there on Facebook. It's like bam, communicate, bing, 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 bing. So it's just like discussion is so much quicker and data can be collected so much quicker, it seems like on social media. So again, nothing wrong. Still use your websites, no doubt. But do it all. So I think that the whole landscape of what people are wanting could be changing in the future because they could start seeing what fans are clamoring for. So again, I loved hearing him say it. It gave me a positive, possible outlook of maybe, hey, maybe now he will hear the cry for the Meteor Orbs and other things as well. He'll see what fans are really screaming to get.
Yeah, because I just felt it was so unfair that the meteors in older polls always kind of got maybe one would be like in the top 20, and if that or something, I don't have it memorized. But point being is that they were always never, and you just felt like, man, this is so messed up. They're going for like some obscure character that was in like a Princess of Power mini comic or in the background of this one, just so obscure. I'm like, for God's sakes, a whole two factions of vintage characters that have not been done yet, and people are just dogpiling on top of it. And like, obviously, it's not true. The data is too askew here. I mean, we got it's hordes and hordes of people in all parts of the world using social media, all have different views about this stuff. So it really just needs to be taken advantage of to get the most information that you can by, using what's right at your fingertips immediately.
Yeah, exactly. If you're want, I mean, like, yeah, especially if you're wanting your property to grow and you really want to get an idea of what fans are, going for. Yes, it's always great to go everywhere. Speaking of, not only just that, I wanted to say something real quick about they have some shirts that they've been releasing, which they got some cool shirts. But I tell you what would be cooler, and then I'll pass it to you after that, is the Power and Honor. Obviously, if they could be working with them. Also, they have all that beautiful Errol McCarthy art. What did 5 to 10 year old kids have back in the day on their pajamas? They had that Errol McCarthy art right there on their pajamas. Give us some of that epic art and the ones that were never colored that they have from Power and Honor. See if you can get that on there and now have somebody color that in. I think I would freak out to have that kind of stuff on t-shirts more than anything.
Yeah, I'm not interested in these current t-shirts they've done. I find them a bit lacking because I just felt like those the t-shirts and pajama tops that we had as kids. I mean, I just even if, like the He-Man raincoat's got like He-Man riding on Battle Cat or the He-Man versus Triclops raincoat design. Just something simple, or if for whatever reason it comes down to an issue of like, well, we that it's a rights thing or something, then hire Axel. Or one of the other
You
artists
know
they've
what to do?
got
Yeah, exactly.
to do an homage to these illustrations that we have in our t-shirts of Battle Armor Skeletor holding his staff up. You got the scroll roll below his feet with that says Battle Armor Skeletor, Master of the Universe with a circle on a
It'd be
nice soft blue
beautiful.
shirt. I mean,
Yeah.
I just feel like those things would, and even if you don't want to do two of them just to start out with.
Yeah.
If you're kind of worried about, well, we don't know if they'll sell so well because I, you know, do two. Just
They,
do two. Do
but they
a
will, like you said, they got Axel. Use Axel. And here's the other big no-brainer. Jason Edmiston, the one that's doing the beautiful art for the reaction figure and for the reaction case, put his stuff on the shirt. You have that art right there, or if not, have him draw something new. Because I feel like we shouldn't be going backwards, meaning back in the day, 5 to 10 year old kids with jammies had this fantastic art and battles and epic stuff, and now we're adults and we have kiddie art or stuff that's just nonsensical, something.
Today's He-Man t-shirts suck.
They
I mean, all of them do.
right, like you
Anything that
said.
says "sup, bro, come at me, bro, chilling like a villain," and all these other cheap, lame, gimmicks they throw in, they're ugly. They're lazy, and if it just feels like, dude, enough is enough. Let's get
Yeah.
some kick-ass adult shirts
Yeah, we're
that
adults,
look
so
like
give us.
it look like kids of the '80s would wear.
Yeah.
With
Not to sound
either.
sarcastic, but you're right. We're adults, so give us our pajama art when we were kids that had adult
Yeah,
art. Isn't that
junk
weird?
art that has Thunder Punch He-Man throwing his fist, and you got Cyclone in the back in the background. I want that on a nice
Yes.
soft, shirt. I want the Buzz Off card art that I had on a t-shirt as a kid, where he's floating in the clouds. He-Man, Buzz Off. I mean, there's
Anything.
so many of those, and when you see how many exactly were done, like Joe is showing the one about with Hero, and you got Gigantosaurus on pajamas, like. Just the art on a nice soft t-shirt or on a sleeveless tank or I just feel like that's the kind of stuff that He-Man fans would love to have. I mean, I would have no choice. Even if it costs a bit more, like, well, we can give you a good quality shirt. We'll have to charge about $28 a shirt. I'm like, I'll do it. I will make sure because money's an issue for a lot of people. Me, it is. It
But if
can
I
be.
had the choice, I would go with those types of shirts.
Well,
That's what I'd
yes,
rather
and I
see.
would gladly pay $28 to $30 for a nice kick-ass He-Man shirt, good soft, breathable material. I emphasize that because I love to have soft shirts. with the Earl McCarthy art on there, or something that's an homage to that, with the scroll at the bottom, the nice title, and the character or characters like Fisto versus Jitsu, or He-Man and Scuba Attack, battling Squeeze, and that black and art,
Any of it. It's just,
black and white art of Earl McCarthy that he did. So,
we, like I said, any of it, we'd eat it up. Like, I think that would be the best selling shirts for any
oh my
shirts we've
gosh,
had in a
jeez,
long time.
I would love, because I look at my pictures. Here's a picture of me right over here wearing my He-Man pajama with the Cyclone Thunder Punch He-Man, and I'm showing it
Go
to
grab
you.
it. Go grab that right now and show it to everybody right here. Go ahead and grab that thing while I go ahead and name drop JSP, saying JSP did say he likes his He-Man Eternia Gym shirt though. So JSP in the chat room, he likes his He-Man
I
Eternia.
have that, but it's like using generic, unflattering Filmation art. And I mean, like, I like the idea of a He-Man gym, but most of the time it just, I don't know. I just felt like it's the same traditional, unattractive Filmation art they keep slapping on so much memorabilia because I guess it's cheap and we got the rights to it. And the colors don't even look right when they put Filmation characters on. Like, they're all off, and I don't know. I just feel like having a tank top that's got, Earl McCarthy's He-Man riding on Battle Cat or fighting Jitsu or Triclops. Don't even have to put words on it. Just give me the image,
It'd be
whether
great.
it's color or black and white.
Speaking of
But
image, where's your
you
image?
can't see it too well. But there's me holding my pajamas with Thunder Punch He-Man and Cyclone on there.
I can kind of see it beyond my reflection and
But I know there's a bit of a glare in the angle. There's another one. I have another one of me, with me kind of close up wearing my photons sunglasses with these pajamas at the same time. And you can see it a little bit more better. But
Yeah.
I've got another. Oh, this here it is. Here's another one.
All right,
Works
let's see.
better. This is me wearing my Buzz Off PJs.
I can see that a little bit better. See, look at that. Look at a little, what are you, 3 years old there or something? Rocking
That's
He-Man?
yeah, about three. Yeah, three.
Rocking super art on your PJs.
Yeah,
And
see that's what I want on an adult shirt. That Buzz Off artwork of him floating around in the clouds that says Masters of the Universe exploding out. That's what we adults need on our shirts.
yeah, in the chat room, I think Christopher Glenn Dahlberg, I think he said he'd be rocking his pajamas as a 39-year-old. He'd be rocking some Masters of the Universe pajamas. So yeah, no doubt. I hope that's something that we can get in the future. So
I
again,
mean, I don't know what logistics are. I'm just saying, I feel like if it was like shown, look, we might be interested in doing this. What do you people think? Use social media to get your response on that too,
they go nuts. Trust me. If you say, what would you like to see? Or if you gave options saying you want more of this art, this kind of art, or this guy, if you show any of that type of Errol McCarthy or Axel or stuff from Jason Edmiston, I think they're going to gravitate right towards all that stuff. We would love to eat that stuff up on a shirt. So.
Or even like I was telling Joe a while back, and this is kind of like, it was like a random, like when Hot Topic would carry like a random He-Man shirt, and I had one that had the He-Man of the Power Sword mini comic art on a white shirt with the red ringers on it that I wore proudly. I'm like, oh, this is so, and it was simple. It was not with some dumbass slogan put on there, that says, cool, or hanging with my boys or some BS like that. It was just that picture with Master of the Universe on there. You're not trying to be cute and creative. The picture says it all. And we didn't have it on our PJs back then or our t-shirts. We sure as hell don't need it right now. So
Yeah.
I
Well,
just
there's
feel like
one
the
shirt.
simpler, the better with this stuff.
The one Super 7 has out right now that is my favorite. I do love the one with Beastman in the Slime Pit. I wish
Yeah,
and hope they color it
that
though.
is
Because all they
great.
do
I
is
like
they
that.
have, yeah, they just have the slime colored, but I'd love to see that whole thing colored. I think that would look cool on a shirt. Maybe they'll do that eventually, do a whole colored version, but.
I want the Slime Pit box art on a t-shirt.
Oh, no, now go on, dude. That's
Don't
a
give me
whole thing.
the logo. Just give me Hordak looking down at Beastman covering in slime, and that's it. Like
Oh, if we
you
had that, yes, that'd be
yeah.
sick.
I mean the box art. Give me Monstroid box art. Give me Scuba Attack. Give me the T-Rex. Give me Battle Ram. Or give me all the. I mean all the box art could be on t-shirts. Don't have to put the logo. Just give me the art on a nice t-shirt. Oh man.
Yeah, like I said, don't know all the stuff behind the scenes of why things are done or legal stuff, but
Yeah,
if they
it's just wishful thinking, but I just feel like, there's some great things they really could be doing with, because I just feel like He-Man clothing has just suffered greatly. Like, they just don't get people to do, really good. I mean, I've bought He-Man t-shirts when I see them. It's like, oh, cool, it's a He-Man t-shirt. And I'm like, I never wear it because
Yeah.
it just doesn't, doesn't excite me as much as, like, I really don't want to wear it. It just doesn't look that cool. And
Yeah.
yeah, you kind of feel like I got to buy anything that has a He-Man logo on it. I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore. I only want pure quality, like best of the best there. And if I got to pay a few extra bucks for a really awesome throwback, child's t-shirt for adults with, battle
You
armor
want to
skeleton
kick
for
against.
30 bucks, I will do it. I
Yeah,
will
you
spend a
want.
little extra money to get something like that, because that's the kind of clothing I've always wanted as an adult. Something that's not
Exactly.
silly and trying to be, witty and hip and down with it and all
But it's
that.
an attention getter. It's that when I have a
Well, just
shirt,
the image alone.
it
I mean,
grabs you.
back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Gadzooks, which was before Hot Topic, I think, were selling these t-shirts that just had the word old school written on there, and it was Panthro, the Decepticon logo, Destro, Storm Shadow, and that's it. It was a small image of Storm Shadow's card art, a small drawing of Panthro kind of looking down the Decepticon logo. That's it. There was no slogans, or they eventually started putting the Thundercats, like Thunder Tank box art on a t-shirt. I just feel like that's it. The image itself got people's attention for, like, Thundercats, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and it's like, that's it. You didn't have to put some sort of remark that's not funny on the t-shirt, and that's what makes it cool. So
No, I mean that is, like I said, when there's something that I get, I usually want it to be something to where it'll definitely catch somebody's attention. You're almost proud to kind of promote, like look at any time I'd wear like that old, this Ultimate Warrior shirt and I'm walking around like, oh my God, that's the Ultimate Warrior. I mean, you feel the intensity on the shirt. I know it sounds that's what you could feel is energy, compared if it was just.
Joe walks into, like, Walmart or Target, and he sees, like, the guardrail that holds all the
No, I
cards. He
run in.
wants to shake it,
I do. I run into the store when I have this shirt on. I'm shaking everything. I
Rip
clothesline the
running
clerk.
down the aisle, knocking people over. Kind of like when he ran into the ring that one time and knocked the Fink off the apron.
It's just the intensity. I sit there and I give my money to the person clothesline the cashier as I'm leaving and take my stuff and get out the store. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Or
The
he
hell?
runs over and knocks over the person that's restocking the shelf with loyal subjects, and kind of does this, like, in a circle, waits for the guy to get back up, runs back,
Wait a second.
back,
Or the crew.
hits him with the running shoulder, the splash,
Not
gorilla presses him, then splashes him.
that's it. Not only that, you picture the greeter Walmart. Welcome to Walmart. Hit him like that. Hit him in the way out. Hit him on the way in. Whichever way you're going. But
It'd be great if you knew someone who worked at Walmart and they knew you were coming. They would play the Ultimate Warrior theme over the intercom. And then you come running through the doors and knocking down the Walmart greeter, and then running down the aisle to get to the loyal subjects, and then clothesline the guy stocking it, gorilla
gun.
press him, splash him, and then grab the box like he
And
just
take
won the
off.
title and run out of the
And
store,
just take out of the store. Shoot. So
And I was
yeah,
like, what the hell is that?
that's right. So well, yeah, so that's the hopes of the future again for shirts as well. But well, Tyler, I think we covered everything from all the classic style figures, the figures for Filmation for that were done in vintage 5.5. I think one quick little tidbit. I think they mentioned Mega Constructs, I think, are doing a He-Man and Skeletor. Little figures. I don't know if those are the people that have something to do with Mega Blocks. I'm not sure, but what's weird is that little figure, it actually looked like it has poseability, and they're just small little suckers, I think. So, they got a He-Man Skeletor. Like I said, anything that's extra for Masters of the Universe, just to get it out there back into the public eye, I always say two thumbs up. Whatever you could do, go ahead, spark a little interest. Maybe people start spreading word of mouth. He-Man was here, He-Man's there. That's what we need because,
That reminds me, you saying that, this is something else I talked to Joe about. I would love for Super 7 to release these lunchboxes.
And that is exactly what people thought when they seen, I love those, when they seen Jason Edmiston's work for the reaction case, most people said, is that a lunchbox? And they're like, no, it's a reaction figure case. And then some were like, oh, but they still want it. But here's another no-brainer. Take that art, and whether you put it on a lunchbox as a sticker, that'd be a thumbs up. But would be a super thumbs up, which I know it'll never happen. I would love the raised metal bubble effect. If you could get his art, like just put that back.
Yeah, this here too. It's got. It, I want
Could you
that on
imagine?
T. I want Roboto, He-Man, and Battlecat against Skeleton Lancer. That's what I want on a T-shirt too.
That would be nice, but I'd also, yeah, if Jason
Yeah.
Edmiston's work could be put on a box like that and it'd be raised metal,
Yeah.
I'd lose it because I
You
used to
gotta have side designs there too. You know, you gotta have
I
all.
proudly took that to school. Boy, I loved going to school every day with my
And you
He-Man
could throw in a
lunchbox.
nice musty smell with it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's another future thing to do. Yeah, we were talking about that. So yeah,
Yeah,
Super 7,
there's
jump on some.
possibilities and stuff like that too. It
Jump
just,
on the lunch boxes. Definitely jump on the lunch boxes. But all right, man. Well, I think we pretty much wrapped up everything for the coverage of the main thing. So, well, before we wrap it up, is there anything you want to say to the fans before we get off the air here?
I think I thought I had something. I kind of have to look around and kind of jog my memory here of what this will be my recommendation, and we've touched on it before, but I'm going to use it to, no, not this one. Is the Golden Books VHS, which the footage is available on YouTube. We've talked about it dozens of times, or not dozens, but you've mentioned
A
it
few times.
few times, and every bit of this footage, there's four episodes, and I've timed it. These things are like 3 minutes a piece. Each episode, maybe a little. I remember the first one's like little, just over 3 minutes, like 3 minutes 15 seconds or something like that. Not much of your time is gonna be, you know, used to watch these little episodes and
And what's worth it to remember to let fans know, it's different from the book in a couple
yes.
ways. Not only does it have maybe extra little like features or something drawn to a character or different, like obviously they're putting little bits of different animation or animation because the book does animate, but also different voices because that's something me and Tyler both learned.
Different from the cassette tapes, and
Yes.
there's two volumes, or actually three. You've got this one, which is includes the Rock Warriors, Maze of Doom, and Demons of the Deep. And for the She-Ra fans, you've got this one, which includes Sword of She-Ra, Glimmer of Hope, and the Fear Factory.
Yep, and if you can't find those on eBay, just like Tyler was saying, you can find them on YouTube and you can
Yeah,
watch
all the
and listen.
footage is available on YouTube. It I mean everything from the Golden Books intro, everything, it's all there. They've even got Sesame Street on there too.
Oh,
Like the Super Grover Golden Book. I used to love watching that one as a kid too.
I have never, no, I've never watched that, but I'm
Kid,
sure we could.
you were a full grown adult by that point.
Okay, yeah, probably. One quick thing I was going to say to Eric Amen in the chat room. He said, you know, great show, which we appreciate, you know, you watching and everything. But he said, have we ever done reviews of the few Masters of the Universe video games that exist? No, we haven't. We could do a show where we could talk about some of those very few games of Masters of the Universe.
I don't know what I could say because I never played any of them. I
Well, you
never.
know, hell, you don't even have to play them. Go ahead and just go onto YouTube and look at some footage, and you can pretty much get the gist, especially of
I
that
mean, I've
Atari.
seen some footage of like the movie game, and you know, and I know they did a couple others. I think for like, you know, one for Atari or something like that, or
Atari slash and television slash, yeah,
yeah.
that.
So I know they're out there. I mean, yeah,
Game Boy
I'm not
versions.
opposed to checking those out. I won't have a whole lot to say because I, you know, other than just kind of watching some of the footage. But I think considering, I mean, that they're fun little primitive looking games. They certainly are not. They're not worthy of like, you know, oh man, this is awful, man, it's terrible. I'm like, dude, it's they're old games. They're not. You know, they weren't Nintendo and then some. So I,
Yeah, there
but
was of
I'm
course
not
the
opposed to making that a future subject.
Yeah, because there was of course the Game Boy Advance game, which was a more modern one, and of course the PlayStation 2 one, which did not come to the United States. You know, that was an international one. You know, and unfortunately that's when it, you know, the cartoon toys basically went off the air, left the shelves, so forget the game in the US, but you could still check out at least the PlayStation 2 version and check that online on.
Yeah, I did play the Game Boy Advance game because my brother had gotten a Game Boy, I think, for his birthday or something like that night. So I went to KB and purchased the He-Man game and played that for a little while on there, which was
And
I
you know what's
didn't think.
funny? I'll actually like to talk about the Game Boy Advance one. We will. Maybe in the next episode we could talk about the games because me, as I told you, I was one heck of a video game player back in the day. I mean, I've had stories where I've told everybody where I've placed not only the United States, But in the world in video games, that's not a joke. I have all, shut up. I know it comes up every time, but I have the proof. I have paperwork. But the thing is, I remember everybody who, what are you going to do to sarcastically mock me? What are you going to do
Oh,
to
no,
mock me?
go ahead. You just go ahead and keep talking there.
Okay. Well, the Game Boy Advance game. Shut up. The Game Boy Advance game, I remember all the reviewers were picking on this, saying, this is hard. It's clunky controls. I don't like it. You know what's funny? When I was growing up and I played a game, you just adapted. You adjusted to games. I didn't have a single problem playing that Game Boy Advance game. I played through every bit of it. I loved it, and it was a fantastic game. I never once said, I think it's funky how he's moving and jumping at angles. If you're having a problem, just quit doing that as a reviewer. I used to hate when a reviewer would always talk about the controls. It's like you adapt, and it still was a good game. So that's my quick little
Throw
rant
yourself
about.
a pair of balls and you play through the game.
No, really. So I'm glad he brought that up. So we will talk about that next week, some of the games. I did want to bring up one quick thing. There was a question that Paul Rudman had, and this is before I then say my sign-offs. He said, let's face it, Super 7 brought it with the announcement of the next wave of Collector's Choice and Club Grayskull figures this week. He
Hell
said,
yeah, they did.
you bet they did. He says, do you think the choices were influenced by the lack of excitement, possible number of orders from the last wave of Collector's Choice? So I'm not quite sure. I don't know if that was what, you know, what influenced him. I mean, what do you think? I don't know. I think these things were already plan, but I'm not quite sure. What do you think of that?
It's hard to say because I don't know what the sales were for
Yeah, because I don't know the sale numbers
the
either.
pre-sales that popped up in May and I think towards the tail end or the very beginning of June. I don't know because I liked getting Fangor and Quake and Lodor and Hawk, so I didn't care to get another Man at Arms or and another Teela. I really wanted Triclops and Hordak and the Formation sub, but I like so many, I'm like, fine, it's not gonna do me any good to sit around and bitch and complain about it. I'm like, I went and bought it anyway, just so I could get Triclops and Hordak. But I don't know if the sales because I think these are characters that at some point we would have gotten anyway if
Yeah.
they, I just think it's a solid lineup. I mean,
Very solid.
I liked all four of the Collector's Choice. I loved all four. I had no problems with any of those figures. I want all of them. There's still a whole bunch of other characters, like even some of the concept characters from the, like Bublor, Gangstor, Major Header, Three Beasts, Rajar, some of those creative characters that should have been made aside from Castle Grayskull Man and Spector and Sir Lancelot. All those figures suck.
Tyler,
Those characters like those should have been made. The Black Wizard.
never speak of Sir Lancelot and never speak of Mighty Spectre ever again on this podcast. Those are just two abominations of
I look at it
figures.
this way. If I speak of them, I'm going to dump all over them,
They don't
because
even deserve
I can't.
that. They don't even deserve to have their names spoken of. Are those two of the blandest figures? We'll save that for another podcast.
Yeah,
Also,
it was a slap in the face to force those in the line and expect people to buy those along with the figures that people did want. But anyway, I mean, I want all those characters to actually design, like Bandwidth and Gladiator and Red Shadow and all that stuff. I mean, I want those. There's tons of Filmation characters like
don't forget
Azeroth
about,
and Spider
well, you also
Dragoon.
forgot about Hans Hammerholder that Axel did. That was
Yeah, Hans
riding
Hammerholder and the
Astro.
Man
Yeah.
Crystal, I think is his name.
I
I
can't
think.
remember.
Well, he's like a kind of a Silver Surfer kind of type looking character. Plus the original created characters like I-Beam, Brainwave, Netta, Compactor.
You know what?
Those
I would really like I-Beam.
look great.
And you
I
know,
want figures all those.
revisit that. Again, maybe we'll have to save this for our next episode, but if they go back to 5.5 inch line, more stuff, give us some of those creative character ones. Give us finally what we should have had, the winner of the contest, the Fearless Photog in vintage 5.5 inch form. And also,
Yeah, I like that character. I was so mad when people were bitching and complaining. What is this figure? This is a dumb figure.
yep, we should have got them back then, so maybe we could get them now. And also, one more quick thing from JSP that we'll save for next episode. He was talking about back to figures. He said perhaps Super 7 might do Monstroids and Mansheens. We'll save that for next week because I'm sure we're gonna babble about some of the hate that some people have for him and some have loved. James Etok in particular, his thoughts on that stuff. But we're gonna save that for next week. So All
Okay.
right, so all right, well, I'm gonna, well, you gave your recommendations, so I'm just now just gonna wrap it up, guys. It's been great. I appreciate everybody that's been in the chat room joining us and with your questions, your thoughts, and you watching. It was a blast having you with us. We love having you here. So now let me just say where to go. Go to fansofpower.com, go to popculturenetwork.com, or go to popculturenetwork.com, go to hemanworld.com, and on Facebook, go to Masters Universe He-Man and She-Ra Ultimate Fan Group. All great places, all great people. So until next time, have a powerful day.
Can you fly, Bobby?
Oh my God. Wait, I'm not going to get stumped again for 7 weeks in a row. Can you fly, Bobby? Can you fly, Bobby? Did somebody get thrown out the window in this episode?
Well, someone does get thrown out.
Wait, who got the wait, was that in Above the was it in a Seagal movie where he threw somebody out the window? No, that was another one. Damn it, I don't know. What is the movie? This is 8 weeks in a row I've lost.
Clarence Boddicker, RoboCop, 1987.
Oh crap. See,
Kurtwood Smith is the actor. Can you fly, Bobby?
all right, I didn't get it. JSP got it in the chat room though.
Womp, womp, womp.
JSP
What?
got it.
JSP got
Congratulations.
it?
Yep, he got it. He said it before you even said it, so congratulations to him.
Fantastic. See, that's why I feel like it can't be just Joe. If I quote Kane, let's step outside like RoboCop 2. If I were to say, don't mess with Jones and make sushi out of you, he's like RoboCop. I feel like there's got to be others out there
Well,
who
he joined
that, that's
it.
all I would encourage from now on. I want people in the chat room to throw out the names of the
The
movies
answer at the
because
end. I
I
won't
feel
say
like
nothing. Yeah, I won't because I don't get
no
money
no no
raised.
you I mean, of course, people, it's easy to forget it was not intended for anybody to guess. It was just a
Right.
sign off. It
And
wasn't
I
meant to
started trying to guess, which I
be.
suck at guessing them. So, all right, well, now we have to really.
Even when I did Friday the 13th Part 3, which I will never let that
You're
one
gonna
down. I
keep
may
rubbing
even
that in?
throw in like a part 8 quote,
I'm gonna
just to
get the
say.
rest, but you had to bring up that stupid beginning part of Friday the 13th Part 3, which I forgot, and
What,
I.
so I gotta bring up something that comes like halfway through the movie, like
No.
but is it, or yeah, I can quote Friday, is this your rubber?
Yeah. Yeah.
If
When
I
they're in
say
the
that.
shop, yeah. See, I know that when they're in the store. All right, we gotta quit. We gotta sign off. So, guys, thanks again. We didn't mean to ramble. See you next week.
Later, guys.